Hello there. Welcome to the Expressive Mom Show. Miriam Salzberg here, and I hope you're all doing well. And today we're going to be talking about the importance of children reading at a young age in reading books that address challenges that children face often, as education needs to start as early as possible. Today I'm going to be speaking to Jennifer Gracia of J. Gracia Publishing, which is comprised of the following imprints: Shades of You Books, Kingdom Books, True Life Books, and For Your Health Books. The goal of J. Gracia Publishing and its authors is to transport the reader and make them feel as if they are a part of the book they are reading. Their authors are free to realize their best work in an environment that fosters growth and creativity. Shades of You Books, which is their children's division, they believe that children are the most valuable resource and need to be treated as such. They want to entertain as well as educate young readers with their books upon seeing that many concerns facing children like bullying, autism, adoption, and others were not being addressed. J. Gracia Publishing decided to give them a voice in their Chrissy the Littlest Ladybug series. The intended audience is 3 to 7 years old. And I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Jennifer Gracia. Hello, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. So I'm going to firstly ask, what inspired you to start J. Gracia Publishing?
Well, I've been a writer pretty much all of my life. As a child, I think I found it difficult to speak to my parents, so I started writing as a way of expression, and that just was something that morphed into a career as I got to be an adult.
Well, I think that's really, really good. Now, I'm just wondering if there was anything in particular that inspired you to write these or to have this section in your publishing company for these children books. Like, just was there anything that inspired you specifically?
There was. When my niece was born, Christina, mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. Chrissy, I decided that I wanted to do something special for her. And seeing that there weren't a lot of books that were addressing some of the issues that you mentioned, I decided to start my own children's division of my already existing publishing company and address some of the children's needs.
Well, I think that's wonderful because there's really a lot of education that needs to go out there. And there's a lot of information for adults, but there really isn't much about, like, for children. I think it would create a lot more tolerance and compassion if children were aware of issues like bullying and autism and adoption and other issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that children have lots of questions, and, you know, if we don't answer them, they're left to wonder. And those are definitely things that need to be addressed, especially bullying, which is a really hot topic these days.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
yes, it is.
Specifically, you know, everybody knows that bullying is wrong, of course, but I don't mm-hmm. think that a lot of people take the time to understand that the bully is in need of love, too, and mm-hmm. and the bully is missing things in life that causes them to bully. So
yes.
We want to look at it from both aspects, not just understanding that bullying is wrong, but trying to understand the bully and help them also.
Well, that's actually a very good point because a lot of people say, well, he's a bully, he's evil, this and that. And it is true. There's a reason that that person is a bully. There's something in his or her life that is going completely wrong. Maybe something is going wrong at home. Maybe he or she is being bullied by someone else, and then the bully finds a target and takes out all the frustration on the target. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that it happens. But, it does need to be made more aware, and children need to be made aware of it. We know that there's a lot of information for adults. I don't think there's enough information for children.
I'm in total agreement, And I refuse to believe that children are just mean. I think that children are the result of whatever we put into them or whatever
yeah.
society puts into them. So in trying to understand why they're bullying, I think that we help them and we better serve our society.
I actually agree with that. That's the thing. You know, children are not, they're not bad, no. In fact, we're all born pure as far as I'm concerned. It's how we're influenced and how we're nurtured. Yes, we all have a nature too. We're all born with a nature, but the thing is, nurture is just as important. So
absolutely.
If the child is being exposed to a lot of bullying themselves or if their parents are, they're not getting along or worse, there's abuse, then of course they're going to take in that and then let it out and they find a target that is quote-unquote different, because that seems to be the types that these bullies just want to target, the ones that seem different, that have, you know, a disability or are, you know, bigger or smaller or taller or shorter or what have you. They find any difference, then they find that that's a perfect thing for them to pick on. And, you know, and I'm just wondering, too, do your books teach children to protect themselves from bullies as well?
Yes. The newest book that we're working on, which is called Hug a Bully, it, like I said, addresses both sides of the topic. It tells you what you need to do to protect and keep yourself safe, and maybe try and not be so harsh with the bully and understand what they're going through. And, you know, report it to a teacher, report it to a loved one, report it to somebody who can help the bully also as well as you.
Yeah, I mean, that actually can be a bit of a tricky one, because sometimes that can backfire. What do you think?
I think sometimes it can. I think that just myself personally, it's been a long time since I've been in school, but just remembering that you're seen as a tattletale, or you're seen as somebody who is the one causing the problem if you tell. But I think that if we come to a place where we are realizing that, no, we're not tattling, we just want no one to be bullied and we want people to be helped, I think that it would be seen as different if it were approached differently. And if the message were more widespread, instead of just having in the back of our mind, you're the problem because you tell.
I think
that you need to be a hero to yourself and speak out about bullying if it's happening to you. It's hard. It's hard, but it's necessary. Nothing that is worth changing is going to be easy.
No, it won't. Absolutely, 100%. Now, here's the thing, too. Now, what do you think of this? I think a lot of children should be taught to love themselves, so when they stand up for themselves, they really mean it instead of just putting on an act. Because from what I understand, nothing repels a bully more than the target not being able to be bullied. They just move
Absolutely.
On to the next. Yeah. So if children are taught to love themselves and appreciate themselves no matter what kind of differences they may have, that actually can help. That's just my thinking.
I agree. I think that before, you know, like I said, the title of the next book is Hug a Bully, but before you can love the bully, you have to love yourself and really love yourself. And that's something that starts very young and at home. And if you're not being taught that, if you're not being shown love, it's not possible for you to show it to somebody else. And like you said, it repels the bully if they understand that you're not somebody that can be picked on.
Right. Absolutely. Because that's, you know, that really does make a difference. Because the thing is, bullies want to have a reaction. They need attention.
Absolutely.
And part of that attention is them seeing the target react negatively to the bullying. If they cry, they're like, oh, great, so I can do it more. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that, you know, kids need to be taught. They need to be taught to not react to that and to really appreciate themselves and to, like you said, love yourself. Because you know what? If you don't love yourself, then you're not going to love anything, let alone a bully.
Exactly. It's not possible to love someone else if you don't love yourself.
That's very true. That's absolutely true. So that's great. I'm really happy to hear that you have books that are addressing this issue, because it's very common. And like I said, children themselves need to be made aware of this more and need to learn how to protect themselves. But I'm also quite impressed that you have books about autism, because children need to be educated about autism as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. I myself have an autistic younger brother. He's not a child anymore, but he is significantly younger than me. And I think that because a lot of people don't understand autism, they are, you know, like the other people who bully everyone else, you know, they're targets because people don't understand them. And I think that in that aspect, the lesson needs to be learning about it and understanding that just because they're different doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. They're just different, just like we all have things that make us different.
Yeah, very, very true. That's actually a really good way of looking at that, because I do have a, my son is mildly autistic, but he also has a, he's more impacted by ADHD. So, you know, my daughter, you know, she talks, she understands too, because she has a brother that has a little bit of autism and ADHD, so she's able to learn a lot just from that as well. So, I mean, I'm thinking too that because autism is so prevalent now, there's a lot of children that are typically developing have a sibling with autism, or they have a cousin with autism, and you know that in itself may actually educate them as well. So if they have literature on top of that, that makes it even better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And because autism is such a wide spectrum, you know, they may just see them as somebody who is a little bit special. Everybody who's autistic doesn't, I guess, to put it the way the world would say, it doesn't look the same, or you know, you can't look at them all the time and say that they have autism, but it's something that we need to speak more about and to understand that, yes, there are people who are different, and this is how you treat them just as you would anybody else, with love and respect.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? If they're treated like anybody else, then they actually will be able to function more in society as well. You know, it goes both ways. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That's the trick. That is the trick, because just because someone has autism, unless it's extremely severe where they're completely nonverbal and all that, you know, if they are able to function, then they have to be treated. I mean, not all kids need to be treated the same, really. But you understand what I mean. It's just they need to be treated like everyone else. They have to have expectations placed upon them. Maybe a little bit different, but they still have to have expectations. They can't be coddled. They need to be just treated like any other kid. And this way, they'll get it. They'll get it, and they'll do the best that they can in the end. And I mean, children need to understand that too, because, you know, you could have both sides where, you know, the child could bully the child with autism, or they may be overly compassionate and baby them, and neither is good.
Or fearful of them.
Well, that's the thing, too. I don't know if that would tie into bullying, because a lot of bullies would be afraid. They're afraid, too, and I think that's why they find these targets. They're afraid, you know? Something about them scares them.
The book that we have on autism is called My Brother Charlie, and it was inspired by a dear friend of mine whose oldest son is autistic and nonverbal. And he's 8 and his sister is 5. And she is more or less, because he's nonverbal and a lot of kids make fun of him or don't understand him, his younger sister has taken to being his defender. And after hearing some stories about how she tries to protect her big brother, it just inspired me to write it and make people understand that he's my brother and he's just different, but I love him and you shouldn't be afraid of him.
Yeah, okay, that's really good. That's very, very good. I mean, I really love what you're doing. So I do realize that this project is also being crowdfunded.
Yes, ma'am. We are getting ready to open up our Kickstarter page June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
we're looking to raise some funds to get our books into the hands of every child who needs it, adults, children, and just looking for some crowdfunding to help us manage that, because as I'm sure you know and understand, publishing can be an expensive business. And we're just looking for some help and looking to get it into the hands of more people. The very first book in the Chrissy the Ladybug series was called Chrissy's Big Adventure, and that was more speaking to just being proud of yourself and understanding that just because you're small, that doesn't mean that you're not able to accomplish things. And with the next books in the series, we're just looking to expand on that and reach a broader audience.
Wow, okay. That's great. I think what you're doing is really, really good. So I'm just wondering what your other goals are, everything that you're planning to do. I'd like to know what your plans are after the crowdfunding is complete.
We would like to go to school to educate on things like bullying, adoption, autism, and, you know, any of the other books that we have produced up until that point. And visit schools, do some writing labs, and workshops on all the topics that we talked about, and just basically to further children's experience as they grow up.
That's excellent. So I'm just wondering what other topics you'll be covering. I know you said autism, adoption, bullying. Is there anything else you want to focus on?
Things like manners also, the mm-hmm. importance of saying please and thank you, blended families, because I'm sure all of us know somebody or are a part of a blended family where it's not the conventional mom, dad, and kids. You know, it might be mom, dad, stepkids. You know, that needs to be spoken about because everybody is not your cookie-cutter example of what we think family is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all changed. And we need to understand how that just because you're not born into the same family, that doesn't mean that you're not a family. Family is who loves you and not necessarily who gives birth to you. So we're looking at those things. You know, anything that you could think of that touches on children's lives, that's what we want to talk about.
Okay, I think that's very good. I also am wondering if you're going to have a series that is going to have to do with parents that are, you know, that are gay.
Just in blended families, period, not specifically towards homosexuals or gay people, but just, you know, that family is not necessarily what everyone imagines or everyone used to think of family as.
Well, that's good. It's just because it's happening more and more where you have the same-sex parents. You know, this is happening more and more, and I do think that there needs to be more awareness. So I was just curious if you were planning to do that as well or just going to put it into the blended family category.
That's not something that I had initially thought of, but, you know, it's definitely something that could be looked into.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
You know, we're always looking for new authors and new ideas, and that's something that we definitely are willing to consider and think about in the future because, like you said, it is happening everywhere.
Right. So I'm just wondering what you're looking for new authors. So what's the criteria that you want for an author?
Well, for our children's division, we're just looking for authors that, again, help expand on children's experience, life experiences, but there isn't anything that is definitely off topic. We'll take a look at any children's author or books that are presented to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. That's really, really good. I think that's excellent. So finally, how can people get a hold of you and your site?
Our website is www.jgraciapublishing.com.
Mm-hmm.
We are also on Instagram at jgraciapublishing. Twitter at JGarcia Publishing, and we also have a Facebook page, or we do have a website. All books are available on Amazon or through Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. This was extremely, extremely insightful, and thank you for all you're doing. I think this is great because kids really need to be helped these days. They really, really do. Like I said, there's a lot of information for parents, but children need the same kind of information just at their level. So
absolutely.
Thank you again, and you have yourself a wonderful rest of the day. Everybody, you enjoy the rest of your week, and bye for now.
Thank you.